Prime Day's tomorrow, so we've got last-second Amazon Prime Day preparations underway. We've also noticed an algorithm update which has harmed about 90% of our account sellers' velocity in the last couple of weeks. We'll be talking about both these issues. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. Perhaps the most important thing you do today is go into your advertising and make sure you've got plenty of budget to work with for Prime Day. During historical Prime Days, 2019 or before, we saw traffic spike almost 300% in a 24-hour window, which means that if your advertising budgets were hitting 80 or 90% of their daily caps, Prime Day, they're going to hit bust before even noon or 1 o'clock in the day. So right now, I recommend you go into your account and triple your advertising budget. If you're currently a client of My Amazon Guy, we've already done this unless you've told us not to. So that will allow your advertising to go through the full day. You will see higher conversion rates on this day. It is not too late to set up a coupon, but I've basically told most people, most clients and most Amazon sellers that I do not recommend running a sale this year. I personally believe that the supply chain is so messed up, you're better off holding off and waiting for everybody else to stock out come December, and you'll reap your margin rewards at that time. With that said, sometimes when Amazon sales go down, like they have in the last couple weeks for most of our accounts, it can be a little uncomfortable. So we noticed that starting on September 25th, there was a major algorithm update. Now, there's no public information on this at this time. This is pieced together from our observations and speculation, and I could have this completely wrong, quite frankly. But here are the things that we've observed that we do know for a fact. Number one, we noticed that some products no longer have a top line category, so their BSR is just totally gone. Number two, we noticed that many subcategory keyword settings were blanked out or removed. And number three, we noticed that some products were moved from categories. So I'm calling it an algorithm update because the outcome of it feels like one. Basically, whenever Google did its update on search engines, so for websites, not talking about Amazon at this very juncture, they would run an update, call it Penguin or Panda or Hummingbird. And I'm a really big guy into SEO. I've been following it for well over a decade. I've been in charge of SEO for multi-million dollar companies before, and we'd always have to keep up with those algorithm updates. And what would happen is you would lose your keyword rankings, and then you'd have to like audible and figure out what to do about it. And sometimes you couldn't do anything, and other times you could. So like when Hummingbird came out, you had to increase your site speed. Penguin and Panda, you had to, you know, certain various things you had to do, whether it was fix your backlinks, fix your no followings off press releases, and the list, very long list, can go on. On Amazon, it's a little bit different. Amazon does not release any information about how its algorithm is populated. There are at least 200 factors that go into it. And if you ask somebody at Amazon how it works and they tell you an answer of any kind, they don't actually know either. It's a well-hidden secret. There's really no public information on this whatsoever. So everything that we do understand is pretty much extrapolated. The guys that probably know how the algorithm work best are the developers of the Amazon Seller Tools world, the Helium 10s, the Jungle Scouts, the viral launches of the world. And so they're the ones that over the last couple of years have come out with products to help you game the system or increase your rankings. Now, we know that the Amazon algorithm is getting smarter. They're taking into account lots of different things, and so it's a continually updated process. But on 9/25, we notice all of these things just kind of hit the fan, and sales have just been soft ever since then for 90% of our clients. Some clients have had really significant issues. This is in addition to all of the other topics we've covered. This is separate from listing suppressions or yanks, completely different topic. It very much feels like Amazon's platform is on fire right now, and the customer may not know, but the seller definitely feels that heat right now. So I do think Prime Day is going to be successful tomorrow. Some of the fixes that we've been trying to figure out on behalf of our clients who are trying to maintain their velocities while sales are soft, we've run some flat file template uploads if there's any blank categorization IDs or anything like that. Those are the sort of things that we've been working on, but I am definitely getting a lot of emails right now asking why sales are down or what to do about it. We do not have a lot of great answers at this juncture, because if you just take action for action's sake, you may get it wrong. And so we're trying to understand it. And the only things that I know for certainty is if you search the ASIN in Amazon.com and it doesn't come up, there's definitely a problem you need to take action on. It's got a suppression of some kind. May or may not be related to the algorithm update on 925. In addition to that, if you have any blank category IDs, those need to be filled in. Outside of those two tactics, as well as maybe doing a template upload, there are no other recommended activities at this time. That could change quickly. We find ourselves spending about 80% of our time at My Amazon Guide troubleshooting issues. It's not a fun thing to do. Amazon never sends out any good information on these topics. Seller support is clueless, and it's very much trial and error activities on our side. And so we have to be walking that fine line between attempting to troubleshoot something and trying to fix it versus breaking it and making it worse. And right now that line is very, very blurry at the very moment. We're going to do whatever we can to better understand these issues ongoing. We'll keep you updated if we have any further information. And if you guys have any of your own observations, don't hesitate to leave a comment or send us an email and let us know what you're observing as well. You can contact us at myamazonguy.com. Thanks for watching, and thank you for listening in to our news updates and last second Prime Day preparations, as well as the algorithm potential update on 925.